represents the whole area of flow in which the Mayan flowed originally. And then this is a new area. So Mayan show Moshuch Kinado, Ribovim Shichet means he dumped water here. Whether he dumped it into the Gomei Tzel or in the Hemshech HaMayim doesn't make any difference. So then, and then it started to flow, and it started to flow over an additional area. So then, Hariyuk Mishon. But then, he says, Hoyoimit. In other words, he allowed it to remain the way this Mayon, this area, he allowed it to remain the way it was before. But then, in the periphery, near the area of the Mayon, so let's see, this is the original area of the Mayon. And here is the periphery of the area. I mean, there's the adjoining area. So he dumped water in the adjoining area, here. He dumped so much water that a lot of that water glided away to the Mayon, to the area of the Mayon and the joint, and then it started to flow over an additional area. So this is what it means, Hoyainit. In other words, the first step of the Mishnah has reference to the case where he dumped the water in the Mayon. Whether the Gume or the Hemsham doesn't make any difference. Mayon is Mayon. Everything is called Vikar Mayon. And then when he says if he didn't dump it, so in the Ikra Mayon, in the Mayon itself, but he just dumped the water on the dry ground that was in the vicinity of the Mayon, on the dry ground, but he dumped so much water that water kept on moving from the dry ground to the Mayon, and then they started to flow over an extended area. So Mele, in this case, in view of the fact that he didn't dump the water into the Mayon itself, so Mele, it cannot become incorporated into the Mayon. Now look in the Lashon of the Kesemishin. Likach nirali, vilzeich ha-mayon shekosav kan, וביקר המים בפירוש המשנה לא יגומס המים דווקא כהן דמים הנמשוכים ונגרים מן המים נם משייך למים אבו הנה לשנה בשיח המים ויקר המים ואפשר שכוסף הנה למוטה היכד הריבו המים שובים מחוץ למים הנגורים מהמים ונספשתו השובים and then the שובים spread ונוגו במים הנגורים המים דיכול קאי גבנה even אפילו נגים בגומס המים Atzmeu in his battle with Mayamayim. When, in other words, you see, Mayim has such a chshives that even if you dump an abundance of water into it, an abundance much more than the Mayon, so everything becomes incorporated into the Mayim. In other words, there is a din of bittul of Rabbi Miut Hamayim. I mean, something like that. I'm using this as an expression. In other words, Mayon has such a chshives that if you dump water into the Mayon, so even the raw water, the heretofore, make shomim, becomes bottle in the mute of heretofore Mayon. Only if he dumps it into the Mayon itself. Now, Mayon itself does not mean dafke the gume itself, if the hemshah, but where the Mayon was flowing. But that's only when does all the water lose its identity to the Mayon only if the water is dumped into the Mayon. But suppose the water is dumped further away from the Mayon, except that after it is dumped, so the water starts to spread, and then it is nispashed to the Mayon, and then they join and they start. Flowing over new vistas, new areas. So then, since the water was not dumped into the Mayon, it cannot be bottled to the Mayon. This is what he says. We kach nirali tulseich ha-mayon shekosav kam, ובעיקר המיום בפירוש המשנה, לא יגומס המיום דווקא כהן, דבמים הנמשוכים בניגורים מן המיום, נמי שייך למים אבו, הנה לישנה בשיח המיום ועיקר המיום. ואפשר שכוסף הנה לימוד תהיך דריב המים שובים מחוץ למים הניגורים מהמיום, ונספשתו השובים, ונוגו במים הניגורים מהמיום, דיכון כהיגבנה, אפילו נגים בגומס המיון עצמאים ונדבקנו מהמיום. After Mushki wrote a wonderful Sefer on the Kvayis. Now he mentions all kinds of shittes, but the second lotion of the Kesef Mishneh in the Rambam he doesn't even mention. I mean, it's a very good pshat in the Rambam, and it's in line with the lotion of the Rambam. So he says, Mayon sho'amis k'tanis nimshochis memenu v'robo olov mayim shuvim liseich ha-mayon. In other words, if he dumped it into the mayon, ad she'gov ha-mayim she'ba'amis v'shot v'arein k'mayon chodovo, because since he dumped it into the mayon, so mele, if all the water that he dumped became incorporated into the mayon. Even though the new water that he dumped was more than the original water in the mayon, but that's because of the chshivis of mayon. So everything becomes bottled to the main mayon. But that's only if it is liseich ha-mayon, if he dumped it into the mayon, whether the gume or the hemsher, but the mayon. Ma she'inkein hoyo mea mayon ein din. He allowed it to stand the way it was. In other words, when the Rambam says, oh, yeah, my name, he doesn't mean that it didn't have flowing water, it had still water, that it was a faint mayon. He means, oh, yeah, my name, he means that originally, until he dumped the water, so it had certain limits, up to here. And then he dumped water in the vicinity of that mayon. So as a result of the ribu of water in the vicinity of the mayon, so the heretofore mayon that was limited here, that was aimed here, so they spread and they joined and they started to flow into new areas, new vistas. So since it wasn't dumped into the mayon itself, so mimele, it cannot become incorporated into the mayon. It cannot become bottled to the mayon. All right. Now, yes, what is it?
The Kesef Mishneh meant to say that the shaft in mayon only. Why did he say that it's the asher? That he says the asher should cause the bucket and loopy neck of the reef of mayon. He doesn't seem to be talking about the second half of the law. He seems to be just talking about the first half.
No. You see, I'll tell you why the Kesef Mishneh uses the Lashon Efsher. How is it? He doesn't start with the Lashon of Efsher. First he says, Likach Nirali. In other words, he prefers the second Lashon. And then he says, V'Efsher, because even if you say, you see, the point is this, that you see, the Kesef Mishneh is not certain in the second Lashon. Now, the first step, Mayon shu moshach kenado ribo v'imshichei hareyu k'moshoyo. So that is reference to the case according to the second Lashon in Kesef Mishneh. It is reference to the case where he dumped the water into the mayon itself. Dumped the water in the mayon itself. Now the question is the second half of the Mishneh. Hoyo eimed. So what does it mean, hoyo eimed? Does hoyo eimed have reference to a case where he was, in other words, that was reference to the case where the mayon was a mayon shokit ligamre, not flowing water, just still water. I mean, lifimagasai, it was still water. So even though he dumped it into the mayon itself, so then it's not mitayah bizeichli. That's one way of explaining it. I mean, so in other words, we can explain the first step of the Mishneh the way the Kesef Mishneh says it in the second Lashon. In other words, the first step of the Mishneh is roughly the case where he dumped it into the mayon itself. But this question is about the second half of the Mishneh, of Hoyo Emet. So we could say that the second half of the Mishneh also has reference to the case where he dumps it into the mayon itself. except that the second half of the Mishnah has reference to the case where the mayon is still water. So even though he dumped it in the mayon itself, so it doesn't become, so it doesn't have anything of mayon. That's one way of explaining it. Or that's what it says, we have share that the second half of the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where the mayon consisted of still water. But the mayon also had flowing water. But when it says hoyoimeit, it doesn't mean hoyoimeit a still mayon, a mayon shokeit, ligamre. It means it was hoyoimeit, it remained aimeit the way it was. In other words, the limits of the flow of the water was up to here. And then he allowed it to stay that way. And then he dumped water in the vicinity. So then the water spread. So this is what he says. V'efsher shekosav haneli muteheicha d'riba ha'mayim shuvim mechutz l'mayim anigorim. In other words, why does he say here v'efsher, and at first he doesn't say l'kach nira li d'efsher, to say ha'mayim shekosav kan, uvika ha'mayim, lo yagum es mayim, dafke koye, the mayim ha'mishochim nigrim na'mayim na'me shayich l'meima haneli shne. Why doesn't he say v'efsher over there? But then, in the second half he says, because that he doesn't know what's the pshat in the second half of the Mishnah. So that this he says, so it's possible to say that the second half of the Mishnah also has reference to the case where he dumps it into the mayon itself, except that it's a still mayon. It's a mayon shokeit. It doesn't have any water that flows with vigor. But he dumps it. The second half of the Mishnah also has reference to a case where he dumps it into the mayon itself. And then he says, no, maybe the second half of the Mishnah has reference to the case where he dumps it in the vicinity of the mayon. And that's why it says, hoya imeit. It remained imeit. He allowed it to remain imeit. Yes? All right, that is true. That could be true. I mean, that the sefte really doesn't distinguish between original area and extended area, but the sefte distinguishes between the dumping of water in the original area and the dumping of water in a new area. That could be. All right, now, but the Ran explains the Rambam Shite, that the Rambam shita is that the Mishnah of Nadal has reference to the case where he dumped the water in the Gumo, and still, and even so it's only mitaya bezeichli in the original area, but in the extended area, even though he dumped it in the Gumo, it's not mitaya bezeichli. So this is what the Ran says in the Shita's Rambam, but that's not the Ran's own shita. But it's interesting that the Rambam in Shabbos Daf Samachay, he says it as his own pshat, the Ramban pshat. I mean, you should go over the sugya in Shabbos, very important sugya. Now. Because that sugi in Shabbos says the same thing as the sugi in Idori. In other words, that Nahar Pros, so except for Yemedi Tishre, so it's not mitai, you cannot use it for tefillin, because it's Eichli and it's Robo Neitvin al Azeichli. So the Ramban says, Uchvor Hikshu Bishmuezu, Vafil Robo Neitvin al Azeichli, my have. By Ari Pras, no Godu, Umeshah Uleiro, Utnam Vimikweis Mayon Shu Meshach Kinabu, Virobolo, Vim Shiche, Hareu Moisho Hoyo, Hoyoimi, Ribolo, Vim Shiche Shom Victor Shbe, Maifa Hoshu. ויש אמרים מי וריבו עליו דקטונה שהייסיף עליו והמשיכה הוילו רובו במי ומי ורובים על שלאים מתאיר בשביל so that was to mention the yesh emrim now the chite of the yesh emrim I mean is mentioned by the ritvo in the name of the brother of his rabbi harav repinchas the brother of the rov the rov was the rabbi of the ritvo and he mentions in the name of achi rabbi so harav repinchas so he mentions so it's the same chite but harav repinchas was after the ramban but the same shite apparently is the shite of the Balamoya in his Asoges and Raibit because the Balamoya shite is also like that anyway so the shite of the Balamoya and the shite of Harav Pinchas the brother of the Ror is that when the Mishnah Nadal says V'ribo Olov the Mishnah Nadal doesn't mean V'ribo in the sense that he added more water than was originally contained in the Mayon, not in the sense of ribu and more water, but ribu in the sense of he added water. He was meisif water. But in Achname, when does the Mishnah say Ariyuk Mishoyo? Let's say, if you had a Mayon, let's say 10 gallons of water. And then he added 5 gallons of water. So what does the riba mean? Riba doesn't mean he added more water than was contained in the mayon. Riba has the meaning added. So this is what Rav Pincha says, and this is what the Balamoya says, and this is also the shita of the Marik, a very important chuve in Mikvois, chuve kuf tesvov, the Marik, a very important chuve. So all these Rishenim, they hold that if it's Robo Leitvin ala Zeichlin, so then it's not Mitaya b'Zeichlin. Even in the original area, the Achili can be Rishenim. I mean, the Rav Pinchas and the Marik and the Balamoya, they hold, and of course the Rash, because the Rash explains the Gemara, the Mishnah of Nadal. The Rash explains that what does it mean ribo v'imshiche means he dug new breches mimele he manipulated that the same water that was flowing in that area should have new roots but he didn't have a drop of water according to the Rash chat but so the Rash it certainly is that if it will be Robo Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so even in the original area, it will not be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. And when the Mishnah Nadal says, Ma'ayon Shul Moshach Nadal, Ribo V'imshiche, Hareyu K'mo Shehoyo, so it means he dug Breches, this is what the Rash says, "Hanish also breches lecholam kemeis, shol yomei lichmis malach lachas mayim, hareik mishoyo, dimimokim shol yomei mabzeichlim kemeim shavibo aleim, viyichivom shol mitayav bizeichlim, uminat zodim, and mitayav lechveiren usipre kamei beisipraisim disefte kaitze bezuk." Diktone, mayon, shemim avmotin ribolo, viyichivim mitayav lechveiren, veinim mitayeh. Bizeichlin ad mokish yoch lalchim tchvosi the ribolo feinish osa brecho mifonot mismal tzvayim. Vachanam tenen disefte mayin shu meisher kenado viribolo viyichivei mitaya vishbehren mitaya vin mitaya bizeichlin ad mikim shi yoch lalchim tchvosi. So anyway, so these rishen in the Rash, the Rav Pinchas in the Ritvo, the Marik in Tshuve Kuf Tesvo, they all say that if it's Robo Neitvin ala Zeichlin, so it's not mitaya bizeichlin, even in the original area. So, how do they explain this Mishnah of Nadal? So the Rash explains it his way, that Ribo means he didn't even add any water. He just dug breches, and thereby manipulated that water should run in new channels. So the halacha is that wherever wherever the water was running before, so then it's mitayav bezeichlin. And in the new places, it's not mitayav bezeichlin, even though it didn't add any new water, according to the Rashi. There's the Rashi. Now, Harav Rapinches explains the Mishnah not in the same, exactly the same way as the Rashi, that Ribolov means that he dug new breches, but Ribolov means he added water. But not that he added an abundance of water, more water than was contained in the Mayon, but he added a miut of water. A miut of water. So the Mele, in the end, the bulk of the water consisted of the original Mayon. So that's why it's Mitaya. That's the reason as to why it's Mitaya Bezekli. And it seems that the Balamoya also explained it that way. So when the Ramban says, V'yei Shemrim, Mai v'ribolov, diktone she'eitzif olov v'imshichei, ho'ilu robo b'mayon, mayim merubim al sholeim mitayav l'shveirem, so whom does he have reference to? He couldn't have reference to Rav Pinchas, he was before Rav Pinchas, he probably has reference to the Balamoya. So v'yikshib azeh, ikin l'isneheisif. So in other words, so he rejects that shot, that Ribolov means he added a milt of water. Because if that is what the Mishnah means, the Mishnah should have used the expression Heisifolov, not Ribolov. Ribo has the connotation that there was an abundance of water, more water than was contained originally in the Mayon. So v'li nireh, lifinir ha-mishnayes, sha-mayon nikho gumas ha-mayon atzmo, v'amo ha-mishaches v'menu nikho zichali, kinyin sheshliyis ha-zichlin ki-mayon. והניצים כמקווה, בשונה בליספטו, הנה אחיו בצד הנור, ואחיו בצד המיון, שהנור המסיף נקרא מיון, אלא הנה המיון בלבד, ולפי חכום הוא שהמיון שהוא משך, אפילו כנעבו, ורובו שוב עם בשיח המיון עצמי, עדיין הוא כמו שהויו, ומתייר במים הנסחור ממנו, ובלבד במקים שכמו סלו ראשינו, וכן בפרש בליספטו, הוי אימי, אף על פי שרובו ממש נסיח או של מיון, כאילו שכל סחלו עושה, מחמס הניצים, צורך הסברת, וזה ששנים בתחילת מקווה יש למיון מהם, מיון שמים אוף מועטי, שרובו לא פעים שובים, שובה למקווה לטייר בשבירן, היינו מים אוף מועטי, ואין לי, הורבים ומשכים, אף על פי שרובו לא קשיר, אף על פי שרובו לא קשיר, ניתה בזכו, וכל זה במרבה לשיח המיון עצמי, אבל במרבה לשיח המיון הנסחולים, לאילום נפסולים, בריף שאובים, ובריף נטפים, V'hayne shmaitzi. So in other words, so he says, so the Ramban, that's his own shite, and then he says, V'chein nire da'adiv ve'arav Rav Meishe Zal, that means the Ramban. So in other words, his own shite is the same shite as the Ram's shat in the Ramban. But he also says that the Ramban shite is the same way. So that's the Ramban shite. So the Ramban shite is that the Mishnah of Nadal has reference to the case where he dumped the water into the Gume. If he dumps the water into the Hemshech HaMayon, so then it's not Mitayah Bezechli. It's not Mitayah Bezechli. But if he dumps it into the Ikar HaMayon, so there the Mayon has the real Chshives, so then everything becomes incorporated into the Mayon. It becomes incorporated in the Mayon. Mimele it's mitayav bezeichlin, even though the neitvin is mirubel azeichlin. But as far as the extended area is concerned, so there it couldn't be mitayav bezeichlin, because in the extended area the water doesn't flow naturally because of the innate vigor of the Mayon. It flows because of the push and the force that was given it by the Mayim Shubim that were dumped into it. So maybe it cannot be Mitayah Bezeichlin. So that's the Ramban's origin. Now, you'll see that the Rashbo in Shabbos anyway, so these are the shittes of the, I mean, and the Mishnah of Nadal and Perikalef Mishnah Zion and Perikhei Mishnah Hei of Eiv Chatzodek. Now, then Harav Pinchas, Harav the Ritva in Doim, he mentions in the name of Harav Pinchas that the Mishnah in Adol, so that means that if the water that was added was a mute water, not raw, so then it is mitaya bezechli. But if it was raw, then it is not mitaya bezechli. That's in connection with the original area. How about the new area? Now, if you have the Ritva Lidorim, that's from the Ritva Lidorim. Now, this is the fourth big line at the end. V'rabbeinu tirez v'shem echochem agod v'ori ochiv rafin chesalei v'zal. V'chi amrin hosam v'mishnayis. Ribo olof, lo ishe ribo olof kol kach, sheyatis v'smiru ba'ala yikah. Elo she ribo olof, shehu yeisem ma shehojo t'chilo. V'ribo olof, v'ayom koyim. V'mayom godel v'rab ma shehojo. U'leilom, me'y ha'mayom mirubi minatis v'z. Aber hoche de amrinon lishne de robo neitre la zechlin ribuye kora la neitrin mi meimre de maim neitrin rume la zechlin. In other words, he is answering this apparent stire between the mishne of Nadal, which tends to imply that even if it's robo neitre la zechlin, it's still mitai la zechlin, and the mishne of Heidra Pzodek, which implies that only if robo zechlin la neitrin, but if robo neitre la zechlin, it's not mitai la zechlin. So he says that the Mishnah in Adol does not have reference to the case where the Neitrim were more, but where the Neitrim were mute. Mashenkin, the Mishnah Hey of Hey from Tzodek has reference to the case where the Zeichlin were more, so then it's Mitaya Bezeil. Ufir Chava Pishaloi Mizrachi, Hanor, Vilinim Shach Yezer Mashahoyu, Meim of Psumim Mitaya Bezeil. So in other words, so that's why. So the Mishneh Perkei says that only if it's Robo Zechol Alevi, but if it's Robo Neitrin Ala Zechol, even in the original area, it's not Mitaya Bezechol. Ve'eiched Bezechol in Rube, v'neitrin v'yute, d'ori mifzal, davke Mitaya Bezimokim sho yomeshchim t'chilo, avo nisrachi v'nim shach yeser ma shohoyo, oso vidvim Bezimokim sho nisrachi, v'lav midine, elo mipnei mares ha'ayim, שנראה כאילו כל המים שבאיסים מוקים שהם נשרחים כולם היו נטרים. כולם היו נטרים. So in other words, what does he say? He says, first of all, in respect to the original area where the water was flowing before too, so then it is only mitaya bezechlin if it's robo zechlin or neitrin. But if it's robo neitrin or zechlin, it's not mitaya bezechlin even in the original area. The question is, how about the extended area? And if it's robo zechlin or neitrin, so is it mitaya bezechlin or in the extended area it's not mitaya bezechlin even if it is robo zechlin or neitrin? So the Rashi is, and the Rashi is the biggest machmir of all Rishayim. The Rashi is that in the extended area, so then it's not mitaya bezeichlin, even though it's robu zeichlin ala neitrin in the extended area. Even though it's robu zeichlin ala neitrin. And not only that, even if it's kulei zeichlin, the Rashi is, because he explains the Mishneh, ribolov, not in the sense that he dumped water, but ribo means he just dug new breches, so he manipulated. that water should go in new channels. So the Rash says, so in the old places where the water was flowing before, now it's flowing in new channels. So in the old places, it's mitaya bezeichlin. But In the new channels, it's not mitaya b'seichlim, even though it's kuloi mimaya. That's the Rashi. So he is the only Rishi who is machmir like that. In other words, so the Rashi is that if let's say you dump, if you dump water, and then you have water flowing in new areas, so then it's not mitayam. So then it's not mitayam b'seichlim, even though the bulk of the water in the new area is mimayam. So it's not mitayam b'seichlim, even though the bulk of the area, even though the Rav Pinchas also says that the new area is not mitayam b'seichlim, even though it's ruba seichlim, but according to Rav Pinchas, at least, suppose in the new area you have kulei seichlim only mimayim, you don't break it, you don't, let's say like this. So the mayon, that was the scope, the limits of the area where the water from the mayon flow, and then he dug a brecho, he dug breches, and he manipulated that water from the mayon. He didn't tell the drop of new water. He just manipulated that water should go into new areas by digging new breches. So the cheat of the Rashi is, and he's yochid in that, that in the new areas it's not mitaya b'seichlim, even though it's kula seichlim, it's kula mimayim. In view of the fact that this water did not flow naturally from the mayon, this water did not flow naturally from the mayon, but it started to flow in the new area as a result of the digging of new breches. So mainly it's not mitaya b'seichlim. That's the sheet of the Rashi. That's the sheet of the Rashi. The sheet of Rav Pinchas is not so far. In other words, but Rav Pinchas, he also says that if he dumped new water and then in the end, so the bulk of the water is meimayim, and only miut is mekshamim, so then it's mitaya b'seichlim. That's the Mishnah of Nada. So it's mitaya b'seichlim if it's rov meimayim. It's rov meimayim. But if it's rov neitvim, so even in the original area, it's not mitaya b'seichlim. Then Rav Pinchas says that the new area where water didn't flow before, so even though rov v'seichlim is meimayim, it's still not mitaya. It's still not mitaya. In other words, so it's also a chumre, but it's not machmir as much as the Rash, because according to the Rash, the new area is not mitaya b'seichlim, even if it's kulon seichlim, if it's kulon mimayim, so it's still not mitaya b'seichlim. Why? Because the water of the mayon didn't flow naturally there. It only started to flow there in the new area as a result of the digging of the new breches. Now, but this is the Rashi. But Rav Pinchas doesn't say that. Rav Pinchas only says if there is new water, even though the Meimayon is more and the Meinetvim is a miut, so in the new area it's not mitaya b'seichlim. Or this is what Rav Pinchas says. He says, ואיך הנזכוין רובו ונטפי מיוטו דלוי מיפסו דווקא לטייר בייסימוקים של ימי שכינו אבל נשרחי ונמשך יסר מה שהויו עושו ליטווי בייסימוקים של נשרחי ולאו מדינה אלו מפני מרס העין שנראה כאילו כל המים שבייסימוקים של נשרחי וכולם הויו נטפי והוך את היו בדיספטה ומשמוד אין הויה אורן then he says some משמוד אין אפשר תראה So, midrabono, it's possible. It's not mitaya b'seichlim. Because of marasai. Because of marasai. In other words, this is how he explains the tisefte. In other words, the tisefte distinguishes between the original area and the extended area, the new area. So he says that the tisefte is reference to a case where he dumped a miut of my maitri. And in the end, there is a rov of meimayon. Mimayon. So in the original area it's entire Bezechli. But in the new area, it's not entire Bezechli. This is what the Sefti is telling us. Why not? Because of the special Rabbanon, because of Marasayim. Because when people look at it, they won't know that the Rov is Mimayon. They know that originally water didn't flow here. Now they see water is flowing. And they know that somebody dumped Mayim Shuvim into it. What will they say? He dumped an abundance of Mayim Shuvim. So then they'll say that it's all right, even if the Mayim Shuvim is wrong. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakein that it shouldn't be mitayim b'zeichu, only with Rabbanon, but not with Raisa. However, the Marik in Tshuva Kuftes Rov, he says the same thing as Rav Pinchas. But where is Rav Pinchas? It says that it's only with Rabbanon because of Marasayim, but with Raisa, if the Rov is Zeichlin, is Mimayon, so it is mitayim b'zeichlin. But only with Rabbanon because of Marasayim, the Marik says that Midraisa is not mitayim b'zeichlin. Why? Because in view of the fact that here the water didn't flow before, and now the water started to flow as a result of the mute. Of the Mekshomim that was dumped into it, so mainly it does not have a din of Mimai. It does not have a din of Mimai. In other words, the Marik has to be explained this, according to the same way as the Rash. The Rash is even more Machmiya than the Marik. Because even the Marik doesn't go so far as to say that if he just dug new breches, he just dug new breches and didn't add a drop of Mekshomim. But he just dug new breches, new channels, and then he manipulated that water of the Mayon. So that's pure water of the Mayon. I mean, no foreign water was dumped. So still the Rash says that in the new places, it's not Mitayah B'Zeichlin. What's the story of the Rash? Because true that every drop of water that flows now in the new channels, in the new areas, is Mayon water. But since it didn't flow naturally, but it started to flow as a result of the digging of the new breches, so mainly it does not have a din of Mayon. When does it have a din of Mayon? When it flows naturally. When it flows naturally. Now, the Marik, that's the Rashi. So the Marik doesn't go so far. And the Marik says, in the case where no foreign water was dumped, and he just manipulated that the same water from the Mayon should have new outlets. So then everything flows because of the Mimayon, except that until now there was no outlet, there was no channel, there was no outlet for the water to go, and now he made new outlets, he manipulated it. So that means that it flows because of the force of the Mimayon. So Mimele, it is Mitayah B'Zeichlin. But if it started to flow in the new areas, not because of the digging of new breches, but because of the dumping of new water, so Mimele, now it flows not because of its natural force, because of its natural vigor, but it flows because the water, the new water make it flow in the new areas. So maybe it does not have a din of Mimayon. But according to Marik, you see, there's the difference between Rav Pinchas Shite and the Marik Shite in Simen Kuftes Rov. Now, there is something else. So you see, I mean that the biggest machmir in connection with Zeichlin is the Rash. He's the biggest machmir. I mean, he's the only one who says it. Now, it's interesting that the same Marik, I think it's in the same Tshuva, in Chibikuf Tesvot. It's a very long Chibikuf. So there he discusses the question of wells, a bay, you know. Mikveh is a reservoir. Mikveh is a reservoir. So that means, what is mikveh? Mikveh is a pool in which you store water. But you cannot store water by dumping with your hands, because then it will become shol. So you manipulate through pipes and all kinds of things that rainwater should fall in. But what is mikveh? Mikveh is an ordinary pool, a reservoir in which you stored water. That's mikveh. What is mayon? An ordinary mayon is a spring. So that emanates water naturally. But then there is a third kind, the third type, a well, a beir. Now, what's the deen with the beir? I won't mention it, that there is a machlekes about the beir. Could a well be used as a mayon? Let's say, zobim and tzoroim require mayim chayim in a mayon. Could they be tevil in a well, in a beir? What is a beir? A beir really, you see, an ordinary mayon, it has no human intervention. I mean, so that, mishesis yimel breishis, it emanates water. But a well is dug by men. So, but it's not that man creates the well. What does it mean when you dig a well? So you keep on digging and digging and digging until you reach a certain spring. And then you extend the root of that spring. That's a well. Now, so the Marik says that even though the lotion of the Teraskean is Ma mayon shein beitvisas yadodom. Afkol shein beitvisas yadodom. So the definition of mayon is ein beitvisas yadodom. In other words, that it only emanates naturally. Some very would argue, if it is a spring, all right, that's a mayon ein beitvisas yadodom. Ma shein kenei well. So yesh beitvisas yadodom. You have to dig a well. You can't. You don't have the well, by definition, means that it was dug by man. But, the Marik says, true, it was dug by man. So man only dug an outlet. You see, dug so much that he manipulated that there should be an outlet, a very extensive outlet, you know, for the water of his spring. So mainly, it's not considered physical. That's the Marik, you see. So even though the Marik is a big machmir, and he says that when one dumps a mute of mayon of Meikshomi into a mayon, so then only in the original area it's mitaya b'zeichlin, but in the new area it's not mitaya b'zeichlin, even though in the new area too, the rope of the water consists of mayon, why not? Because since it didn't flow here originally. And why is it flowing now in the new area? Because of it flows in the new area because of the dumping of the water. So mainly it's not Mimayon. Mashein came where it's kulozeichli, then the Marik is chelik and the Rashi. The Rashi is the only one. You see, and you see that the Marik, so only in the case where you have the new area, so the flow of the water is a result of the addition of the Meleitri. So that's why it's not considered to be Mimayon. Mashein came, when you dig a well, so then the flow of the water is not a result of any found water. The human intervention is important in the sense that you enabled to create a new outlet for a certain spring that existed, Mishesh in Ephraim. So without human intervention, so it was blocked. So it couldn't go as far as here, as the well is. But as a result of human intervention, so Mimele, you extended the root and the channel of the water of the Mayon. But when the water is coming now, so it comes now by teva, by nature, not with visasyadodam. That's the reason as to why the Marik says that the beir can be used as a mayim. However, there are some poskim who say that the beir cannot be treated as a mayim. The Shivas Yavetz of Yaakov Emin, he says that the beir cannot be, he is chelik on the Marik. He says a beir, a well, cannot be used as a mayim. In other words, it seems to me that according to the Rash, a beir should not be able to be used as a mayim. Because actually, what is a beir? It's mamish what the Rash says when you... So what would the Raj do with this? I mean, so what the Raj says, that if you did prayer, and then even if it's cool, they call it, so it's not the higher division. That's the pattern against the Raj. That's the pattern against the Raj. All right, I think that will be enough. Anyway, we have moved the first page, and then next time, so we'll start the second page. And I mean the first three missionaries with the older children. First three missionaries. Okay. So if there is a topic, whether it was Tevel or nothing, or the topic was whether there was a burning soul in the mitzvah or not. So, or let's say the atomic wave. One mitzvah has a burning soul, one mitzvah does not have a burning soul. And one is Tevel in one of the two mitzvahs, we don't know in which. So in all three situations, it's very different. There are atomic wave at the same. Say to somebody that you gather as a person who has that summit. Now, next week, you take a need that means a hotter. Compare it to Nassau Gabo to Matreya. Bring it to Sayochi, bring it to the Rabbin's name. Now, then, the Allah has that the topic to me here to it. Topic to me here to it. Is the Sayochi is the Lady Tommy, and topic to me is the Rabbin's Lady Tommy. We learn it out. We learned out from faith, because faith says, so there are only two, the B and C, so only two. So they are the Zalochi to meet me off, that is just a Bikiras Vada. So they are the only Rishayochi, because we only have two people. Matrenkei, it is the Rabbi, there are three people, so there is greater story. So some people with Sayochi is greater. Tomei, which is a Svadam, and Sopis Tumad, which is a Rabbi, is making choice. Then there is another Allah, that even the Sayochi, when we say the Sopis Tumad is Sayochi, is making Tomei, only if he plays with that choice, like the Sayochi, he is with that choice. But if the Dova Hanukma is in with that choice, so then even subsequent to Sayochi is great upon. In other words, this is a Rabu, so it's always subsequent to Sayochi. Even Jezid Akhita, which is Sayochi, is Jezid Akhita, which is a Sumer's summit. But if Jezid Akhita, so even subsequent to Sayochi, is great a summit. Now, so the more the Aloha is a subsequent to Sarabu, is great to and so the Sayochi is going to come and we'll learn how some things. Now the halacha that in the dark is going, even the Sayochi is going to come
So we also learn about from Sheikha, but the more mentioned a Potsy culture, Abdul's name. Mm-hmm. All right, now this is the more that Kotres is saying. Matan Rena Vinitrio, Vinitrio, Vinitrio of a station, Vinitrio of a match. Magno Kakos is that topic at all. You cannot don't be careful. You might say the first of a day to make it was possible to be bad eyes. The other person is saying to make it was maybe you have to be talking to bad eyes. In what is the bottle? Marcel, this is a Yochi. Marcel, this is a Yochi. After it is a Yochi. You might say to the war. Is that the story? After it, don't you be that the story? Somebody, I mean, since when is it? So in other words, he's a character, he's an Italian, and the Nismo is really the Africa. So then, the Alochi is that the Sayoch is coming. But if the Nismo is really the Africa, so then, even something that the Sayoch is the Sayoch. And the Sayoch is not really the Africa, the Sayoch is the coming, this is the Rabbi Sayoch. We say, even the Africa, when the Sayoch is there, this is the Rabbi Sayoch. That's the compression phase. And then, but in regard to those issues that we saw here, there is another element. Omar Abdak Hasef now. Omar Abdik Omar Abdak Hasef that we saw here, in regard to we saw here, my conas. Rabot Abdi, that the Hotome is only here. Vada is only here. Hot of Tome is only here. That's how it's Mucha from the beginning of the book. In the same way, the Abbot of Hosea Yehovota, Vada is only Yehovota, Hot of Tome is only here. And last man in all, can't you read that this way or can't you read that this way? So why do you need to read that to say? The Yalkut from Tenke and the Yalkut from Abdilu, these are the Rabbi of the Rabbi, the Holy Mamite. These are the Rabbi of the Mamite, the Rabbi of the Rabbi, the Rabbi of the Rabbi. If we only have Rabbi of the Rabbi, the 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 it's a Yisrach with the Seder. The Seder have a meaning, but it's supposed we have the Al-Kutte of Seder and not the Al-Kutte of Kapil Amarav. So we said have a meaning, as we said that the Gea Umagia. If we didn't have the Al-Kutte of Seder, so then I would say, if we didn't have the Al-Kutte of Abdino, so then from the point of view of the Al-Kutte of Seder, I would say, the justice I say it. So both the Mitame and the Mitzvah, the Baal and the Mizalot. So he is the doctor for it. So in other words, so when I say the subject Timothy is a Yochi, the Baal is coming, is both the Mitame, the source of the and the Mitzvah. So he is the doctor for it. But suppose the Mitzvah is really the doctor for it. But there's a mitame in the Dazi soil. Let's say a person touched something, but he doesn't know whether he touched the chalice or he touched something else. So the mitame is also coming in the Dazi soil. But in the small, he's in the Dazi soil. So if we didn't have the Al-Kutte of Abdino, I would say that when the Sabbatim Sayyoch is coming, he's both the source of Tumah, the Mitame and the Nismo is in the Dazi soil. But the Nismo is in the Dazi soil. And the Mitame is in the Dazi soil, so it's in the soil. But because of the Al-Kutte of Rapsino, so we know that as long as the Nismo is in the Dazi soil, it's in the Tumah, even though the Mitame is in the Dazi soil. But then we learn out, the thing we point out, suppose the Mitame is in the Dazi soil, and the Nismo is in the Dazi soil, so then it's also Mitame. It's also Mitame. Suppose the Nismo is in the Dazi soil, and the Mitame is in the Dazi soil, so it's also Mitame. In other words, either one, as a result of the good cooking, so when either one is in the Dazi soil, where is the source of coming? Or the Nismo, so then something is a Yochi will come. Anyway, there is a Loch, there is a Dress Akoshe. The top of service is a Rabbi who is taken away, some service is a Yochi, this way came some. So here, the Mishnah says, Nishnah is in Inda. In Inda Akoshe, suppose the mikveh was measured, and then it was fine. And then they didn't measure it every week or every day. So then, and they didn't measure it between Nissan and Tishrei, didn't measure. Then Nissan measured it, it was very much above Mentor. The mikveh had much more than Mentor. In Tishrei, they measured it, it was less than Mentor. The question is, all the towers, and I thought that were handled between Nissan and Tishrei. So, were they handled in a Mentor mikveh or not? In other words, there are two possibilities. There are all kinds of possibilities, but among the all kinds of possibilities, so there are two possibilities. One possibility is that the mikveh remained in Shlomo until the fourth of Tishrei, let's say, the fourth like today, let's say like the fourth of Tishrei, and when to become a hotel, only today, this morning, is in the yes, and then there is another possibility that it became a hotel the next hour after the last measurement. In so we don't know, and it could have become a hotel any day in the intervening period between the two. We don't know. So the question is, what do we have to say? Do we have to say that all powers in Abba al-Dabo, we must say our prayer? Because since the mikveh has a status quo of Shlomo, so we have to consider that this status quo of Shlomo continues until this moment. When did this status quo of Shlomo of the mikveh terminate? Only today. So maybe that means that all the powers are all right. Or we say the things that were made. So one Yisrael in it, so they had the Chesed Tumeh, Chesed Tzvot Tumeh. So the Melech, and the question is, was that Chesed Tzvot Tumeh? Poka from the Gavra, Poka from the Kehle, or not? So the Melech we say, that we have to make him a chazok. Now, actually, there is a conflict between two chazokas here. There is a conflict. On one hand, we have, from the point of view of the chazokim of the mikveh, we should say that the mikveh remains chazok until today, and he became a chazok in that moment, just today, he's a chazok. From the point of view of the chazokim of the Gavra, since originally a stomach, and he had to become soil as a result of his immersion in the mikveh. So we should say that the death has tumeh remains on the second floor of tumeh of the cave. So there is a conflict between two chazokes, the chazokes tumeh of the gavra of the cave and the chazokes of the mikveh. So what prevails? So the mikveh says, bring the kisayochi, bring the kisarabi mikveh. In other words, so we see the record into the Rabbonon, Reb Shimon is praying. And Reb Shimon says, there's a Yochi, Meir, there's a Rabbi in prayer. So what Reb Shimon should get? Since we have two Chazakot, and there is a conflict between the two Chazakot, so the Meir is a Yochi. So, in the Shitayochi, the Aloha is of Shimon, the Shitayochi is ready to come in. So, if it is in the mystery of the Shitayochi, so then it is coming. But if the mystery of the Shitarabi, so, and here we have a conflict between two conflicting Hazakhs, so we saw it. This is what the Shimon says. This is what the Shimon says in the Shitayochi, the Christ and Shitayochi. And the more mentioned, the more needed, mentioned the Shimon. The price of the deception. But the Rabbonon of the Shimon, they say, Beis Yisrael, is made. So, in Beis Yisrael is made. So, it's not on the basis of Shabbat. So, it's on the basis of Bada. Why is it on the basis of Bada? Because it's tolerable. The more you say, to go over the more, the beginning of Judas, of tolerable. Gemara, that's Zayn, and that's Gimel. So Gemara says, why are the Rabbonon saying, and Reb Shimon, and they say that this is the Shitarabim is saying, that Lohen is the Shitarabim, is not the Shitarabim, is the Shitarabim, is the Shitarabim, is the Shitarabim, is the Shitarabim, So the Rabbanon consider it as a badak, not as a sofik. If they have considered it as a sofik, so they would think it's a rabbin kehilei. Why? Because it's tabelay. What do you think tabelay? So we have two ways. On one hand, we have two chazak. We have the chazak of the mitzvah. And from the point of view of the chazak of the mitzvah, so we should say that the mitzvah continues to be a chazak. Now it's definitely a chazak. From the point of view of the chazak of the gavra of the chazak, it is to say that the gavra remains chazak. So, the chesed of the gavre is the reyeche in the chesed of the mitzvah. That's the reyeche in the chesed of the mitzvah. The chesed of the gavre. And then there's another reyeche in the chesed of the gavre. In the chesed of the mitzvah, sorry. That is the fact that it's chesed of the mitzvah. So, the reyeche is the is the part of the way that from the main way he becomes Babylon. So what does that? So the place got, and that is probably one Russian base in the world. And probably that's the shot of most of it. If the shot is out of the way to you, it doesn't mean just out of the way. It's not just the meaning of out of the way, but it means that we have a hazoke, we have a conflict between two hazoke. On one hand we have the chesed of the mitzvah, and then conflicting with that we have the chesed of the gavre, or the chesed of the kehilei. But the chesed of the mitzvah has a real issue. Who are we playing? Because it's not fair to play. The chesed of the gavre is not who are we playing. So in other words, we have two conflicting hazoke. One hazoke has a real issue, and the other chazoke has not the reyeche. Now, if both chazokes had been equal, so they would cancel out each other. So it would be a regular topic, it would be something like chazoke. But since one chazoke is who out of the chazakrei of the mitzvah, so now we see, now it's chazakrei. But the chazakrei of the gavra of the kehilei, we do not see that it's who out of it, you know? We do not see that it's soya now. So the melee, the two chazokes are not equal. One is stronger than the other. Because the chazoke, the chesed of the mitzvah is weaker than the chesed of the gavre or chesed of the kehilei. Because the chesed of the mitzvah is more than a new, now it's chesed of the chesed of the gavre, we don't see that it's stronger than a new, we don't know whether it's stronger or not. So when there is a conflict between two chazoke, so the chazoke that is not the hezno or anything prevails over the chazoke, the hezno. Over the chazoke and the chazoke. All right, that's the pshat. That seems to be the most reasonable pshat and mentioned by them. There might be another pshat in some retaining, but this seems to be the main pshat that is given by many of them. In other words, the pshat of Tartar is that when there is a conflict between chazoke, two chazoke, and one chazoke is one of them, the other chazoke is not one of them, so the chazoke that is not one of them, prevails over the chazoke that is one. Now, there is the Gemara. The demon is written that I will take from the house. It's your view of the garage. It's your a narrow identity of the for the moment you become the gateway, so then it becomes directed only on the outside, not on the other. So the question now, between narrows and boundaries is the question. Now, the question is, on the day when she becomes the baby, when she becomes the baby, so the teacher asks more. that when the father was in Kabbalah speaking for her, and the day when the Tisha Chodoshim expired. So he was in Kabbalah speaking for her in the morning. In the morning. Now, and that day, he usually brings the kimono, back. That's the kimono. It's kimono of puberty. So that takes the kimono back. So on that day, when she becomes 12 years and 6 months old, so she produces the kimono. Now, sometimes, so the kimono appears at the beginning of the day. Sometimes the kimono appears at the end of the day. Now, suppose the father at the beginning of the morning, on the day that the Tisha HaDoshim retired, so he was becoming teaching for her and from one man, and then for the latter part of the afternoon, he was becoming teaching from another man. From another man. Now, if we say in the morning, when the father was becoming teaching, she already had produced the testimony battle. So the male and the father's capability is nothing. So the male her capability is affected. But if in the morning she did not yet show the similar battery, so the male and the father's capability is affected. So she became prevented to get men and do to the father. So the male her capability is not in full importance. So keep your view, it's not keep your view of the death. We teach in the morning, we teach after the year, in the afternoon, the same day. Now, we look at her, she has the Kimono Dato. But the question is, when did she produce the Kimono Dato? Maybe she produced the Kimono Dato in the early afternoon. But in the morning, she did not have the Kimono Dato for here. So the moment when the father started on the teaching of affection, and maybe she produced the Kimono Dato early in the morning, before the father was established. We don't know. We know that she's the day at night. So, keep your view of the family about this area. Ravo Mari, they said to Faneo, Mura Ma, Kalkino, we did this day, and we did this day, and so the Mike says that the Machu will pass like that. That the Machu says, between the Machu says, between Ravo and Muel, in other words, that says that we will be just a family. The Rav holds that where we don't have a Chazokah in Mishore, like this, Chazokah in Mishore is very strong. But here we don't have a Chazokah in Mishore, because it's on the last day when she produced the money bag. So we cannot say she has a Chazokah now, because on this day she's due. She's due to become a baby. So the question is, when, in the beginning of the day, she becomes a baby, she produces the money bag, or at the end of the day, there is no Chazokah in Mishore. So where there is no Chazokah in Mishore, according to Rav, so we rely on Chazokah Dato. And it's bigger than it. So it's Ivada, like Chazokah Dato. And Shmuel says that Chalkino Mizikisne. Chalkino Mizikisne. So, the text might say, that according to Rav, now we talk about that, what the chapter is. So, according to Rav, so when there is no Chazokah at all, no other Chazokah, so then we rely on Chazokah Dato. And we talk like that. So the Mishnah says, according to Rav, we say, so the reason is why we say by Mishnah to Mishnah, the Mishnah to Chosah, because Rav is not a Rav of Mishnah, saying that Shayot is going to be Rav in Mishnah, even with the Rav in Mishnah, by Shidat Ravai, because since we have here two conflicts with Chosah, we have a conflict between the Chosah from the Mishnah and the Chosah from the Gavra, from the Kailin, some male is to Chazokah cancel out each other. So since we cancel out each other, some male there is no Chazokah at all. So there is no Chazokah in Mishore at all. So Chazokah in Mishore are canceled out. Both Chazokah in Mishore are canceled out. Because we have two conflicting Chazokah in Mishore. So they cancel out each other. So we have no Chazokah in Mishore. So the Mele, we rely on the Hadok of Asher, the Mitzvah is Hashem on the Paneinu. So we say, since the two Hadok of Mitzvah is Hashem for the Arus, so what do we have? We have Hashem on the Paneinu. So now the question is, now I wish to get the four, so it's Hashem. The question is, how was it now? How was it now? How was it in Tammuz, in Sidon, in Ilya? Since the last measurement of the Mitzvah was made, so we rely on Hadok Adah. That's just the opposite of Hadok Adah. Hadok Adah, we say that the status quo that we had originally continues, and the fear seems we have two conflicting Hadok Adah, so we cancel out each other, so we have no Hadok Adah. No Hadok Adah. So what we have, so that then we rely on Hadok Adah. And that is the Vada. Because Rav says, having business to Paneinu. Having business to Paneinu. So in other words, we are not racist for the vision that the father of the father of the Rav. So, this is exactly the mission that the Mighty said the father of the Rav. But, and it's Shmuel, so we have to say, that's what the mission has to be explained from the Shmuel too, because the Mahesh is having Shmuel, and this is the Rabbonim in the mission. So, from the Shmuel, we have to explain the way I said before. In other words, because since we have a conflict between two Hadokes, one Hadok is Zuhal Paneinu, one Hadok is not Zuhal Paneinu, so the Hadok that is Zuhal, so the Hadok is not Zuhal Paneinu, prevails over the Hadok that is Zuhal. But according to Rav, we don't have to resolve the situation that is made. So it is mainly because of Rav Zin, that is where we have no Hadok in the Torah, so then we rely on Hadok in the Torah. This one is my life. Now, Reb Shimon, I said before, Reb Shimon, he said, he is Chayot HaNarabot. He is Chayot HaNarabot. But can you say Mitzvah Keminda Itani Mitzvah Keminda the Chosher HaKorakar is not all that or that thing don't wait Mitzvah Masei Abim is Rabbi Mitzayok is Mitzvah Rekim Neinei Yerushis Rabbi Keirei Yerushis Ayok is Keirei is the opposite. So what does the king say? That it's not considered the divad by Hashem. But it's considered the subject. So the name of this rabbi is the Victoria. This is Ayochi Tei Tomei. The Rajbo Pasku, the Rambam and the Rajbo Pasku are the Rambam. Okay? The Rajbo immediate Pasku of the king. The Pasku of the king. So in other words, it's not to the reported that the king is like the king. Because the Rajbo Pasku like the king. במה דבורם אמורים בתורך תומך מורה אבו בתומך הרלה לא חלך מפנינו בתור תומך מפנינו so when do we say that we should be in the house that we have not have to not pray it so then you have to tell you then you have to tell you hey he's the person who was somebody and the fear that was somebody who was somebody was affected with the tumech mura Rabbi Rav says, the Abba Tumet, that I'm not in that way. Abba Tumet Halle is the person who realized his spirit in this mitzvah, or the Taylor that he was, that was immersed in the mitzvah, was affected with the Tumet Rabboloi. Do you know how much of his name is just a much of his name? Just in his Abba Yadav, I mean the same thing with the right day. No, how much of his name is just a much of his name? For his name is my soul, or you know, for his name is just a much of his name. Yeah, all these are included in the press volume that you can jump into all day. We all have to read the topic so about topic way so far, a few weeks so far, topic in the other way so, topic in the day. Now, or still the point, echo in the other way so, we have to end it. So on the other way, we have to read the name so far, so it's late to show. Now, so the mission says here, So if you became affected with the Gavre was affected with the Tumet Rabot, Ochle was made. And then he went here in this mitzvah. That turned out that the mitzvah was a law, and now in Israel, so it is a hatter. And he went here in Tamil. The person who was Ochle was made went here in that mitzvah in Tamil. The question is, in Tamil, is he Tori or is not Tori? Or the killing was there? Killing the boy that they could have done was legal in Tamil. So he said, you are a people, so to talk about, so to and then he said, a few Tova, so to be a boy, so to say, now that took shopping. This means they could be interpreted in two ways. So he said, take the choice. Why? Because he is the day, so many have all. So he don't apply the aloha of Mr. Geninda, the Mr. Hotea, so Kotar is not all that of Mastea, Bundes, Sayoki, Bundes, the Sarabi, Mr. Geninda. We don't apply the power. We don't apply the power. So, we don't apply the power. Now, but this Mishnah could be interpreted in two ways. What does the Mishnah mean? Does the Mishnah mean either or the Mishnah means both? Okay. Or the Yorah Tizre, Sophic Sova, Sophic Way Sova. And then, a few Sova, there's a king, and in addition, there is another Sova. So it's still territorial. Or the Mishnah means, a few Sobal, the Mishnah means, or another thing. In other words, you see, it can be interpreted that the Mishnah is referencing a case where there are two places. Where there are two places with Chumash. And still, the Meir says the territory. Even though there is a sex with the Lahakma. They are two places in Chumash. So it's still a Meir says that it's not. Because Chachamim were made here in regard to Tumah Derabanan. So in regard to Tumah Derabanan, so it's Chumash that even if one topic is considered Chumash. And in regard to Tumah Derabanan, so even in two places it's considered Chumash. In other words, suppose we have an issue. And we don't know whether the Mishnah has mentor, or does not have mentor. And in addition, there is another topic. Maybe he wants to immerse himself in the Mishnah completely. Maybe he didn't immerse himself. You have to immerse himself completely. Suppose one finger won't get above the level of water, so then you don't feel it. But otherwise, even if you have two places, left, the tefillah was not effective because Sophic Tova, Sophic Lo Tova. And then, after we talk about Sophic Yehdi Avon Tova, Sophic Angel, Sophic Angel. So it's this way, so it's both effective. Or, the Pshat of the Mishnah is either or. Only when there is one Sophic we say to the Victoria, by the Mishnah. So, by the Mishnah, we say, that is Tomei, and by Tomei Rabbonon we say Toya. But if they are two places, a fresh place and a home, then Rabbi Meir would agree that place is Tomei. So they are two shopping, two shingles, three places later, and that's for it. A family law. Now, the more near that from the world, now that from the hell, okay, try this mission. But now, come into your, this is the top of the Kalle, ich habe das Leben, ich mache den Leben, aber ich will meinen Studium, ich bin auf der Frau, ich will meinen Studium, ich habe das Leben, so, ich habe das Leben, 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 ich habe das So the first of all, two of all, hach zweck mit den Lokat, mit dem Regisse, die Seife, da hast du ein Hoche, die zu Mekalito, so. So that's the first one, the Regisse. You know, I'm not going to say. That the two Mekalito, you see, now, because the two Mekalito, so it's coming even with one subject. So it's not higher to say that it's with two places. So, I mean, so it's with one subject. But the reason why the Mishnah formulated it that way, because the Mishnah wants to tell us that we are doing to make Ale. So even if we have two spaces for Hachmi, we still are making it, and we say to the Son. In other words, if we have, if there is a Mishnah that is that now is Chateron, and we don't know whether the time of the Spirit, so was it a claim or did it have them so or didn't have them so? And then there's another topic, maybe we need to be immersed in some completely in the Mishnah. So even such a case where we have a Shrek Shrekele Chumre, a Shrek Shrekele Chumre, so it's still later time, like the matter. That's the first one. Then, they say, you're the Shlomi for it, they are a Kotom. But he will talk about how you're always a Kotom. But if we manage to say that, the half year, then even the mentality would be it would be straight to somebody, because that maker is considered by the Baba. You see, in Shuvah there is a machlokes between Tesis and Rambam. Tesis in Shuvah is that with straight maker you can make the moment. With straight maker you can make the moment. So that means, now we know that straight maker is a Kula even in the Aisha. One topic, straight to the Aisha is not very Kula. But Shrek-Shrek is not the key to the right way to cook. So we could say, it's not that Shrek-Shrek is something of a deal. Shalohet, that for Shrek-Shrek is on the field, for Shrek-Shrek is on the field. Now, because the Rambam means that one Shrek-Shrek is the right way to cook is on the field. So, nothing, the right way to cook. So here, Shalohet is that Shrek-Shrek is on the field, even by the right. But a deal is easy. But he says he can definitely he can say definitely the flex rate is the bureau because he can say that even according to Shmuel, who says the thing here in the moment are off and off is not strong enough to be made in the moment, but flex rate is better than off and flex rate is strong enough to be made in the moment. So he says obviously the flex rate is a bad eye. It's not even something. So, according to Tesis Chicken Sugar, Tesis Chicken Sugar will definitely have to agree with the teacher to draw. The second one will never be that one today. Because he says, Baba, how can we say, did he do it? How is good there? From his power, he's not there. There are certain coolers, if it's something, but if it's Baba, if it's a hero, so, to his power, he's also something. He's also something. So, in other words, so, Tesis in Sugar will have to agree with the forces. The second one will never be. That it's Oyori Kapai. But the first one thing that is there, I mean the first thing when we have two places for Hakmiya, so it's still by Tumi Kale, we are here in the Hoko, we take the Toy area, so we must be paid attention to it. Because there the Ramban is paid, and the Ramban says, Loyin Boy, that only to him to Shmuel, as we pass, that he may look among the Harov, that he cannot be made to Mokmim on the basis of God. So certainly, and the basis of that day is going to be made in moment. But even according to Rav, the day is the moment of Rav, so Rav, because Rav is a hero. But that day is not a hero. So in other words, so the two machines in case in the year and the family are told in that way. All right. Rabbi Yehudi Nitam. So Rabbi Yehudi Nitam is even by Tumei Kal. Why? He should be gathered the Chet Kastum. So Rabbi Yehudi Nitam. But you can call the war, say who, the head that come, lay on whom it is to it. As you got at the church, I was later in time, you only come in church. So, when the rabbi to say the topic is coming, only if you need to make power, only when it is only when there is a Chetzatzume. But if there is no Chetzatzume, so then Rabbi is also made it that by Tumekale, so it's done. So it's Tumekale. I was later in Tamei, Sie sind so wie Gott leichen und mehr. Und so ja, alle Städte in Samen. Und was der Joch leich und mehr. So wie ich noch habe ich das auch kommen, so wie ich wollen noch. Alle Städte in Samen. So der, wo ihr noch habt, das tun ist. So, in the first situation, where so wie Gott leich und mehr. So, on the contrary, he has the because previously he was so poor. And then in the second situation, what are you going to make? So it's not a big issue of trauma, so it's far. As the trauma is a big issue of trauma is concerned, so there is no chaskasume, so in many ways, it's also made. Then it's a chaskasume, then a lochit rabbi. Now there's a machlid of retaining it, whether we pass for a chameya, or we pass for a chabishi. That's some retaining, we pass for a chabishi. Now the next issue. Sofik ma yishuvim shepiyo rachomim. Sofik nofru, sofik loy nofru. Afilu nofru, sofik yiz rabo yiso, sofik yiz rabo yiso. Shmi yiko yiz echot yiz rabo yiso, vechot yiz bay. Nofru lechom nevin yiz rabo yiz nofal. Vey pito yiya, yishkiti yiz rida me yisre. Now this mishne can indicate that shuvim is only for some rabo. So, that's the shite of the Rambam. That's the shite of the Rambam. That the truly even Kuri show is only talking about. But the other thing, Rashi, the Rashi, it both happen to be on the same path in different sectors. It's Rashi, the Rashi, that's some of wrong, and it's the Rashi, the Rashi, that's some of wrong. So they say, the show is the Rashi. And then Rashi, the Rashi, the Rashi, because Rashi and the Rashi, they both agree that Shoah is either Aish Apostle, Kuri Shoah is Aish Apostle, or Rubin Shoah. But in the Shoah, they say it's only the Rabbonim Apostle. I mean, sometimes, even in the Shoah, and even just in Rubin Shoah, so part of the mission of the Aish Apostle, if it is the initial Gimel Rubin. In other words, if you just you take an empty pool and you dump three rubin, mild sugar into it, and then the rainwater comes in, so then it's possible to rise. This is the initial human rubin. So then, even if it is a new, and even though it's only human rubin, and the bulk of the water is made showing, so it's also possible to rise. Now, so the same who says that it is clear showing. Is possible only with the Rabbonon, with the right to pull the shoulder, it's possible. So they have no problem with this mission, because that's why we are here in the Hokkul, because it's only the Rabbonon. How about Rashi and the Rambam? So they were limited. They were limited this mission to a case where the topic is, where we know that all water, you see, we are steady coins. So Echad is the Rabbonon, So, so even if you don't bring a thousand souls of shuvim, so everything becomes any show. So here, so this mishnah does not present any kashrus against the shite of Rashi and the Rashbam, or even against Rabbeinu Tam. Because when does Rashi and Rabbeinu Rashbam say the show is not something that I say, it's not something that I say, only when it's shuvim show? Or even Rabbeinu Tam, when does he say that it's possible to rise on the basis of human living? Only when the initial human living was so. The first human living was so. But if you already had, let's say, Chopalot saw, make sure, and then you dump in 19 saw of human, then it only becomes possible to have one. Now, this mission is referenced to a day where you had two liquid, you had two mikvahs, and both mikvahs have a bonus on now. But the question is, and Gimel Rubin fell into it. Now, one week they had a bonus on, before the Gimelubim, and one mitzvah did not have a bone saw before the Gimelubim. So here there is no shayla. There is no shayla of the school the Haikah. So there is only shayla of the school the Abolon, and the Pons have it down. So that's why you can figure it out. Holy Spirit put in our bone saw, in a black man, in the old man of our, make it our man. So only by my mitzvah. So when can we declare the Hokkum the Abolon? You can Hokkum the Abolon when you can say that it's better. But if both are put in our bone saw, And then Gimelubim shall eat one of them, so then there is no reason to why we should say. Now we cannot say that both these words are saying because one is a surgical. Now the question is, which one? So we cannot, even though it's the big Rabbanon, we cannot just call and say, so then it's this reason that the Gimelubim shall eat one. So maybe the other is very so like. And we say the same Adam, we cannot do that. So then we say my body. So then, as long as there is nothing in this,